A chronic shortage of housing, a water supply which cannot meet demand, an electricity grid creaking at the seams, and a long-promised metro project still not started. Later this week, a review of the National Development Plan will be published, aimed at addressing some of those problems. It will add billions more to spending, but what projects will be prioritised? Well, we are joined in our studio now by the Minister for Public Expenditure and Reform, Jack Chambers. Welcome to the programme and thank you for joining us. You'll be publishing this plan, I think, on Tuesday. Has it been agreed and signed off on now at this point?
So we're finalising the details. We met the party leaders last night and we'll finalise the remaining details tomorrow. But this really gives an opportunity for transformational investment within the Irish economy over the next 5 to 10 years. We'll be providing up to €30 billion additional capital expenditure. And for your listeners at home, that's the National Development Plan, the roads, the schools, the health infrastructure, the water, wastewater infrastructure, and the homes that are critical to ensuring Ireland's prosperity and growth over the medium term. And we'll set out a trajectory of €100 billion in the next 5 years, and also €100 billion for the following 5 years. So it's a commitment over the medium to long term to €200 billion of capital investment, which will really help bridge the infrastructure deficit we have in the Irish economy that's providing us a constraint right now to critical areas which we need to address.
Okay, now up until today it had been expected that you would be spending an extra €20 billion on this plan. In fact, I think in the Dáil on Thursday, you said that we have approximately €20 billion to allocate across critical areas in our economy. Today, you're saying that figure has jumped up to €30 billion now. So where's the extra €10 billion coming from?
So we'll set out the details around this. So there's €20 billion, which I've outlined, but also we're setting aside €10 billion for specific strategic investment, and that's very much going to be ring fenced for our grid, our water infrastructure, and also the necessity to provide that medium to long term funding for the metro project, as an example. And what we're in the design of this, we didn't want to see specific public transport or road infrastructure competing against the need to provide a funding trajectory for the metro project, for example. And that's how, over the medium term, we're planning to provide that €30 billion additional public expenditure for this capital investment.
So that extra €10 billion that emerged between Thursday and today, then, is that to be spent on the metro?
Not specifically. So it's across three specific areas: the water and wastewater infrastructure, the metro project prior to 2030, and also the necessity to provide investment in our grid. And we'll set out the specific details around that on Tuesday. But it is really important that we listen to many people across our country who are experiencing the shortages in wastewater infrastructure. We know the constraints that exist in our grid and the need to decarbonise the Irish economy, and also to really invest in public transport and the growth-enabling opportunity that the metro project will provide over the long term in the context of housing supply in Dublin is essential to really drive our economy forward.
And we'll get into some of that in a moment. But that extra €10 billion, where is that money coming from?
So that's part of our medium-term economic planning. We obviously are prioritising capital investment over the medium to long term. And the work we're doing in the context of the summer economic statement and the medium-term economic planning with Minister Donoghue, we're seeking to prioritise capital expenditure to fund this critical infrastructure. And if you see the deficits that exist in infrastructure in the Irish economy, there is a need to provide that additional uplift to really address the areas which we can't wait any further on.
Okay. Now, you're confirming today that the metro will be funded as part of this plan. When will work begin on that?
So that timeline is dependent on the planning system. And what we're trying to do is, in parallel to the awaiting a final decision, is to set out a longer term profile to support the delivery of that project. We want to see that accelerated. That's the ambition for Minister O'Brien and others within government. But the exact timelines of when such a project could commence is dependent on the outcomes of a planning system, or indeed if a judicial review was taken. And nobody in any area of politics or outside of it can be absolutely certain when such a project would commence, except except we need to plan for these critical investments. And that's how we're trying to distinguish this review of the National Development Plan from maybe previous iterations. We need to protect the strategic investment in transport, in water, in energy and housing, because we know the present constraints will affect future growth and prosperity for Ireland. And that will be the central focus of this, providing that transformational investment and trying to correct and bridge the infrastructure deficit in our country.
Will there be money in this plan to provide for the project that Irish Water, that Uisce Éireann wants to see, which is to bring water from the Shannon to the greater Dublin area?
We will be providing additionality for strategic investments for Irish Water and indeed seeking to fund the headroom that they require to provide additional housing supply in our country.
Including that project from the Shannon?
We'll set out the details around that on Tuesday, except to say we've heard crystal clear the issues around the funding deficit which exists for Uisce Éireann and the absolute need if we want to ramp up housing supply to address the concerns nationwide around water and wastewater infrastructure. I hear it from people and my colleagues in Fianna Fáil and our parliamentary party about the significant deficits which exist in towns and villages across the country and the constraints that are there when it comes to water and wastewater infrastructure. And we're absolutely serious as a government in trying to correct that with a really positive statement around water infrastructure on Tuesday.
And there is an urgency around that, because you can't build the houses that are targeted in your current housing plan unless you upgrade the water infrastructure and the electricity grid. So what timelines are in place for the upgrades of both of those systems?
So what we're seeking to do on Tuesday is, first of all, provide funding certainty, which has been the issue over the last number of years. So providing that strategic investment to Airgrid, ESB and Irish Water and our utilities for this critical infrastructure. In parallel, I'm working on accelerating infrastructure delivery and the need to reform a lot of the timelines and the constraints which exist across the project lifecycle for infrastructure projects. And that's something I'll be seeking to accelerate over the coming period. But the timeline for some of these projects is to some extent dependent on planning decisions, which are too slow, and also process which exists within our state, which is also too slow and has been overly bureaucratised over the last number of years. And as a government, we're committed to trying to regulate for growth, providing better balance when it comes to decisions that are taken. And that's why, in parallel to the funding that's announced next week, decisions we make over the coming months around reforming how infrastructure is delivered is as important as the additionality from a fund in when it comes to funding. And we want to work with our utilities in accelerating the projects that they have and that are prioritised.
Right. When is the government going to publish its new housing plan?
In the autumn is my understanding from Minister Brown, and obviously the work that we're doing as part of the National Development Plan will inform the new housing plan.
The Business Post reports today that there were tense exchanges between yourself and the Minister for Housing over a defective concrete block scheme as part of the NDP negotiations. Is that the case?
I work really well with Minister Brown, and we want, in fact, the whole central focus of this review in the National Development Plan is all about housing supply and the infrastructure which supports that.
And were there tensions between yourself and the Minister for Housing over defective blocks?
I'm not sure about that, actually. And we work very collaboratively on all his areas.
Did you have concerns about the proposals before you on that?
Well, we've obviously, the last government and indeed the current one, have commitments around defective concrete blocks. And in fact, it's positive to see in Donegal and other communities across our country to see the a lot of the work on defective concrete blocks progressing and a lot of the houses actually and homes going through that scheme.
Was the minister seeking then to go beyond the current commitments?
I'm not going to comment on our direct exchanges, except to say we're at one on the need to drive housing supply and provide more homes for people across our country and also meet our commitments when it comes to other schemes which exist within this department.
Under the last government in which the Green Party participated, there was a heavy focus on funding public transport projects. Will this revised National Development Plan now see a shift in favour of more roads?
Well, we're not governed by ratios in this present programme for government, so there's more flexibility on funding when it comes to public transport, roads projects and active travel.
Sorry, when you say you're not governed by ratios, the last government had a ratio. It was going to spend 2-1 in favour of public transport. That's gone now.
That isn't in the current programme for government, and there's flexibility for Minister O'Brien to advance a whole range of projects. And I think what people will see on Tuesday, and you look at the profile of capital allocations for transport infrastructure in our economy, there'll be a major uplift in our commitment to public transport, to roads projects and active travel in the next phase of the National Development Plan, and ensuring that it's delivered. And that's why my comments earlier on the metro, for example, I think demonstrate this government's commitment to public transport and to active travel. But we also need to ensure that in regions across our country, whether it's in the West or the Southwest or elsewhere, that roads projects which have been on the table for many years are progressed, and that's fundamental to providing balanced regional development, addressing issues around road safety and ensuring we've that connectivity to our regions in the west of Ireland and elsewhere.
And there's a political imperative too, isn't there? Because independent TDs support your government on the basis that they're going to get these projects. So in this National Development Plan, are you going to be meeting their demands for their local road projects that they want in favour of in exchange for their support for the government?
We're not setting out specific lists of particular projects. We have an existing National Development Plan which sets out different projects. What we need to drive is delivery. And many of the projects or roads, for example, on particular lists have been sitting around on documents for too long. And we're focused on building a pipeline of projects matched with record levels of infrastructure investment and seeing them delivered. But it is important.
Can you confirm then that there will be additional funding for new roads projects in this plan?
There'll be flexibility for Minister O'Brien to ramp up funding when it comes to road infrastructure, in addition to public transport infrastructure, of which many of the projects have come through the planning system and need to be advanced as well. And I suppose the overall allocation to the Department of Transport will enable Minister O'Brien to ensure road infrastructure is delivered, but also public transport infrastructure and the opportunity as well to continue significant allocations for active travel infrastructure, of which it has transformed communities across our country in recent years.
Will there be, will this review of the National Development Plan, will it involve a dedicated additional budget for defence spending?
So we're working with the Tánaiste on overall defence spending, and obviously the profile of defence spending is set to increase.
Is that going to be accounted for in this plan?
It will be, yes.
So there's going to be additional money for defence in this plan.
Correct. I mean, there'll be, and we've committed to level of ambition too. And obviously, there's other particular projects which are a priority for the Tánaiste and for government. And indeed, in addition to the areas we've discussed, we're very keen as a government as well to strengthen social infrastructure across our country around disability services. We know there's significant demands, for example, in special education, and responding back to those needs are also important as part of this wider review.
But just on the defence element of it, what will that funding be used for? I mean, there have been calls for Ireland to increase the size of its naval fleet or to provide aircraft to monitor the threats in our skies. Is that what we're talking about, that this money will be used for?
Well, I'll allow the Tánaiste the space in the aftermath of the National Development Plan to set out what can be delivered with the new allocation for defence spending. There's obviously national security context around certain areas of capital investment in defence spending, and he'll set out the detail around that.
And what proportion then? How much extra money is going for defence?
That'll be set out on Tuesday.
Okay. If there is going to be more money provided for defence projects, then, as you say, that's going to limit the amount of money available for other essentials like hospitals or vital public transport infrastructure, isn't it? And it says something about a country if you're spending more on defence and perhaps limiting what you're spending on those services.
Well, I don't think that's not a fair context, because as part of the National Development Plan review, yes, we've been very clear, and I have since I started this, that we can't ignore the serious infrastructure deficit in water, in energy, in transport and housing. And that's why they're being prioritised around the overall allocation. The profile of defence overall is relatively small compared to our overall National Development Plan over the last number of years. And I think people will see on Tuesday that in no way is a marginal increase in defence in any way impacting the need to invest in critical social infrastructure, whether it's in education and health or in other services across our economy. And that'll be clear on Tuesday.
But do you anticipate opposition to increasing spending on defence when you're going to have other projects in other areas, perhaps in the health area, perhaps hospitals that may not be funded under this plan? And people will suggest, well, how can you spend money on providing military capabilities but not spend it on health?
Well, I think we've obviously committed as a government to progressing level of ambition too. And the actual amount towards moving towards that is moderate relative to the overall national development plan. And people will see the focus of this government to provide that critical social infrastructure in health for new hospitals or healthcare facilities, or providing new schools and supporting the demands we have on special education, or indeed for disability. People will see the importance of that in the context of the National Development Plan. And we're cognizant of a government of the need to invest in these critical areas. And in no way has your question on defence impacted our judgment on ensuring that these absolute necessities are supported as part of this review.
Aside from the National Development Plan, the government is also going to publish a summer economic statement in the coming week. There are uncertain times ahead, as we know, due to the threat of tariffs from the United States. The Sunday Independent is reporting today that the government is going to provide a fund to help businesses which are going to be affected by those tariffs, should they come in. What can you tell us about that?
So my understanding on that is that this is an existing support mechanism which exists within Enterprise Ireland and is from their current allocations that they have to support businesses that might be affected. But we're approaching budget 2026 with significant caution. We have serious economic uncertainty surrounding our country, but we are coming at this from a position of real strength with 2.8 million people working in Ireland. And that's why we want to ensure the decisions we make are sustainable, are affordable, and can be paid for in the long term. And that's why we're being very clear around the need to invest in capital infrastructure, and that this budget will be very much defined by investing in Ireland's future, and secondly seeking to moderate the level of increases in current expenditure than what have existed in recent years.
All right, just finally before I let you go, Mary Hanafin has said that it would be an insult to the office of the President if Fianna Fáil doesn't run a presidential candidate. Do you agree with her?
So we're assessing our options, and we'll be discussing
what's your
this
own view on that. Do you think you should run a candidate?
Well, look, we're engaging on this internally. We're assessing our options, and we'll set out our party's position in the early autumn, and we're listening to our members, and we're engaging on this within our party, and we'll make an informed decision in the early autumn.
Are you speaking with Tony Holohan, whose name has been mentioned in the newspapers today?
I'm not aware of any engagements with Tony Holohan.
Okay. Minister for Public Expenditure and Reform, Jack Chambers, thank you very much for speaking with us
today. Thank you, Justin.
Coming up, new rules on age verification for social media platforms come into force from tomorrow, but will they work? We'll discuss.